Hello, and welcome to Max XP for RPGs, the podcast where I talk about RPGs and whatever else I want. So, how you doing? You doing okay? Hopefully so. I don't know how you found my podcast, but I hope you enjoy it. I do short little episodes, usually less than 20 minutes long. And just kind of do it intermittently throughout my day. Usually I do it while I'm driving, so sound quality is never great, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm not particularly picky. So anyway, still playing Pokemon Shining Pearl. I keep wanting to say Diamond and Pearl, but specifically Pokemon Pearl. Still making some good progress, still thoroughly enjoying it, particularly the Grand Underground. That is where I'm having the most fun. I have yet to find a freaking fossil, though. And that's where there's a lot of frustration. But, overall, game's still great. I have found recently that I have to be careful because if I look at videos or images of Dragon Quest XI, then I very much want to pick up and play Dragon Quest XI again. And the same thing with Kingdoms of Amalur. Every single time I see pictures or videos of it, I'm like, gosh, dang it. Well, I guess I'm taking a break from whatever I'm playing now. So... but I'm still heavily addicted to Pokemon Shining Pearl. It's such a great game. So today's episode, I wanted to do, I don't remember if I've done one of these or not. Yes, I have, with Tales of Zestiria. So Nintendo 64, online app for Nintendo Switch. Apparently I am a contrarian because, I have had no issues with it. None whatsoever. And it's kind of a controversy, which I think is weird that everything has to become a controversy. But, everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people complained online that, like, it's laggy, there's input lag, there's, you know, it's, there's problems with it, this, that, or the other, and I'm pretty sure most people are like, it's just laggy, and I played through the entirety of Ocarina of Time. I've played a lot of Mario Kart 64. I've played Star Fox 64. I did not have any real lag issues. In fact, I didn't have any issues, period. Playing the games on the Nintendo 64 online app, it was fine. Ocarina of Time still holds up, still one of my favorite games ever. Unfortunately, I think it's actually taken a few steps down on the ladder, and maybe at the end of the year I'll actually talk about, like, what my all-time favorite games are, just for fun. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. But anyway, it's taken a few steps down on my ladder of all-time favorites. Not that it's, you know, bad, it's just there are other games that I've found that I just love so much that I think I would pick up over Ocarina of Time at this point. But anyway, Nintendo 64 online app. There were just so many people complaining about how bad it was, and I remember I guess one of the other big complaints is how expensive it is. But here's the thing. Nintendo always does this where they will introduce, like, a heavy price, but they have a full plan going on that will justify that price. It doesn't justify it now, but, I mean, with the Nintendo 64 Online, the Sega Mega Drive games, and the Animal Crossing DLC, I mean, altogether, like, that's a pretty good value, because I would have had to pay $60 just for me and my wife to have the Animal Crossing, which, no matter what, was going to happen. So paying an extra $20 for me to get Nintendo 64 games for a full year, and let's be honest, there's gonna be other DLCs that are gonna be included on this. That's just a no-brainer. It's obviously gonna happen. Nintendo's planning that out. And I'm sure we're gonna see more online apps get introduced down the road. Not just 64 and NES and SNES. I'm pretty sure we're gonna see Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance. And who knows, we may even end up seeing GameCube. Who knows? I mean, they're capable. We've seen Nintendo do some ridiculously amazing things. So, who's to say that won't happen? But the price for the family thing, I mean, I'm paying for a good five or six people because I don't have all my family slots filled. I really only give it out to family. So, anyway, I don't have all my family slots filled, because not everyone I know owns a Switch, but we're coming pretty dang close. So I'm paying for all of them, and paying for my wife and I to both have the Animal Crossing paid DLC, and paying for the Nintendo 64 online, which I was gonna pay any price. It didn't matter to me. That was a system that was like, I don't remember a lot about my childhood before I was 13, but I definitely remember my time with Nintendo 64, because that was the time where I was away from the things that were causing the trauma. Obviously, I have a soft spot in my heart for the Nintendo 64. Particularly, again, Ocarina of Time, Super Mario 64, Star Fox, Banjo-Kazooie that's coming down the line, Paper Mario, I mean, Yoshi's Story? Oh my gosh, I have a story for Yoshi's Story. So, it's so weird to me how my brain tied these two together, but I think I was actually doing my laundry, and I was passing by the living room, and I had let the TV on. It was like 1:30 in the morning, and no one else was awake, and I was just doing my thing. And I was passing by the TV, and I just put it on. And given this was at my mother's house, where. She actually still has Dish or DirecTV. I can't remember which one. And I left it on. I think I left it on the Disney Channel, either that or Nickelodeon. I can't remember which. And as I was walking by the TV, Rugrats came on. So the theme song for Rugrats came on, and I remember I literally just stopped. And this wave of nostalgia just came over me, and I stood there. And the only game that was coming to my mind was Yoshi's Story. And I do not know why. It's so bizarre to me that my brain tied Rugrats and Yoshi's Story together. But I just sat and listened to the Rugrats theme song, and I don't know why. It was just this weird moment where it just paralyzed me. And it wasn't in a bad way. It was actually I almost brought a tear to my eye, because just that nostalgia was just, it was so strong. And literally the next morning I got up at around like 7 a.m. and I think I still only had a Wii at the time. I hadn't bought a Wii U yet, because who did? And I went into the Wii, what the freak was it called? The shop, the Wii Shop channel, whatever that was. And I bought Yoshi's Story, and I played all the way through it that day, which it doesn't take long to. Yoshi's Story is only like 3 hours long. So, the nostalgia factor for me for those Nintendo 64 games is that's honestly worth a lot to me. And so the monetary stuff doesn't bother me any. That was a very long-winded way of saying I don't care how much I had to pay. But I know a lot of people do. $50 or $80 or whatever it is. That sounds like a lot of money. Which it is. So you can kind of determine, where what's worth your time and what's worth your money. But for me personally, I haven't had any issues with it. Again, I played all the way through Ocarina of Time. The only problems that I really had was it wasn't the input lag. It was my lag. I haven't played a game like Ocarina of Time, and it's very old, and it feels very old. Compared to games now where you have the camera control and everything's smoothed out, for the most part, in most games. Playing Ocarina of Time, where there is no real camera control other than the Z targeting, so you can get the camera behind you. And just the wonkiness of aiming and stuff like that. That was literally my childhood. That was normal for me. But me being older and I haven't played Ocarina of Time in a good, it's probably been about 10 years since the last time I played and beat it. I was a little rusty, but it still felt good to play and beat. Still a great game. And I mean, Mario Kart 64, I still just adore that game. It is still such a blast. The courses are so fun, except for Banshee Boardwalk. That one can die and never come back, and I would be okay with that. I freaking hate that one. There's another one that I hate in that game, but I can't remember which one it is. I don't remember. Anyway. Hold on. Let me see if... Sorry. I have to text my wife. My wife. Good Lord. So anyway, what was I saying? I got distracted. My wife was trying to call me, and it's because she expected me to be home in just a couple of minutes, and I think she's getting tired of waiting. It's okay, just driving, no big deal. So, my gosh, what was I saying? Input lag, not a big deal. I haven't experienced that. I think one of the big complaints that I know everybody had was the button mapping, which once again, I didn't really have any issues with. I mean, the way I put it was I had my bow on my X button and my hook shot or my long shot on the Y button, and then obviously A being A and then B being B to use the sword, and the right bumper for the shield, and etc. etc. Yeah, and just using and to get into my Ocarina, I just use the right stick. And very, very rarely did I have issues with the controls. And I know a lot of people complain, oh, the controls are bad. They're not. It's just one of those things where everyone wants to get on the bandwagon for the hate train so they can get some relevancy. Honestly, it's not bad. I like the Nintendo 64 Online. And I'm kind of excited to see how many more games we get and what other options we get. So, anyway, that is all that I have to say about that. Nintendo 64 Online works. And, if you're thinking about saving your money on it, I mean, do what you want to do, but, you know, don't let the hate train tell you that it's not worth it. You decide that for yourself. Anyway, so yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. I'm just kind of yammering on. So anyway, hope you enjoyed. Have a good one. See you next time.